Hallelujah, name of Jesus. Let us begin with our last session in NATS.
那我知道从昨天那个昨天的那个什么什么什么团契活动以后啊，大家可能心已经差不多散了哈。
I know that you're all over the place after the fellowship last night.
聊到晚上不睡觉哈。
You talk deep into the night.
啊，但是没有办法哈，我们理当尽诸般的义啊。
We must fulfill all.Righteousness and justice.
所以你还是要坐着，我还是要站着。
So you need to be sitting there. I need to be standing up here talking.
啊，让我们还是把最后一节课好好的把它上过。
Let us finish our last class as we should.
来，一起唱诗164首。
Let us sing hymn 164.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名继续我们的从以弗所书看教会。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus, we continue our study of the church based on the book of Ephesians.
我们过去的几节里面花了一点时间来看看我们今天跟基督的关系哦。
In the past session, we spent some time studying the relationship between us and Christ.
那我们现在做一个简单的回顾。
Let us do a simple review.
来确定说至少我们回家记忆里面对以弗所书有一些基本的认识哦。
Let's make sure that we have the basis of Ephesians clear before we go home.
以弗所书的第一章
，Ephesians chapter one，
告诉我们，我们今天就是教会。
It's telling us today we are the church.
但是要成为教会。
But in order to become a church,
要成为基督的身体
in order to become the body of Christ,
不是你想要做教会就可以做教会的
It is not something that can come just because you want to.
就像今天一个人
For example, let's consider a person.
不是你以为自己是基督徒你就可以成为基督徒的
It is not that if a person thinks of him or herself as Christian, they become Christian.
是的你可以在世人眼中成为基督徒
Yes, of course, you can be Christian in people's eyes.
你可以在文件当中成为基督徒
You can be Christian on the letter, on the document.
但是不代表你在神的眼中一定是个基督徒哦。
But this does not represent that you are Christian in God's own eyes.
我在德国的时候
，When I was in Germany,
他们告诉我说他们每年要跟政府报税哦。
I was told that each year they report their taxes to the government.
但是报税的栏中有一项蛮好玩的。
But in their items of that are taxed, there is something very interesting.
它上面会问一个问题说。你是不是基督徒
？In their tax form, there is a question: Are you a Christian？
如果是你，你会填是还不是
？If it were you, would you put yes or no？
填是的举手。
If you put yes, raise your hand。
都填是啊。
You will all put yes, right？
另外缴税。
You have to pay extra tax。
如果你打勾，你要另外缴税。它有宗教税，你只要打勾，你就要缴税。
If you check the box of Christian, you need to pay a religious tax.
还有另外一个比较无聊的哈。
There is other more boring stuff.
他说你家有没有电视要问这个。
Do you own a television set?
如果打勾的，请举手。
If you would check, if it were you, raise your hand.
怎么这么多人家里没电视
That many people don't have TV. You're lying.
我知道都从电脑看嘛，对不对
？Of course, you have your computers. You just watch TV on computer.
看电视打勾的哈。
But if you check that you own a TV,
另外缴税
，pay extra tax.
他们叫做使用者付费哈。
And they call it consumers tax.
所以你看电视，你用的电比人家多，你用的新闻节目比人家多，你要付税
Because you consume the news and television programming and electricity, you have to pay extra tax.
但是你打勾说你是基督徒，在神眼里你就一定是个基督徒吗
？But if you check Christian, does that mean God considers you a Christian?
在德国几乎所有人都说他是基督徒。
In Germany, almost everyone says they are Christian.
但是大部分的人都不去教会的。
But the majority does not attend church.
他们说他们一辈子去三次。
They say that they go to church three times in their lives.
生下来被抱去洗礼。
When they are born, they are taken and held in baptism.
结婚在庄严的大会堂里面。
When they are married, they marry in this majestic majestic and beautiful church.
第三次就是被抬进去的。
The third time they are carried in.
当他们第一次告诉我的时候
When they told me this the first time,
我以为是个笑话。
I thought it was a joke.
我还哈哈哈哈。
And I was ha ha, that's funny.
结果那个信徒说，传道我不是开玩笑，数据真的这样写。
My member said, no, it is not a joke. It is just like that as I told you.
但是他们说他们是基督徒
But they still call themselves Christians.
他们也说他们信耶稣
They say they believe in Jesus.
他们认为自己是教会
They consider themselves to be the church.
所以今天自己叫自己基督徒没有。
用。
So today that we call ourselves Christians does not count.
自己认为自己是基督徒也没有用。
We consider ourselves Christians does not count.
要主耶稣认同你是基督徒才可以啊。
Jesus has to be in accord with us for we to count as Christians.
主耶稣认同你是教会才行。
Jesus has to see you and count you as this church for
you to count. 所以以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
告诉我们成为教会的条件。
Tell us the requirements for us to become the church of Christ.
神拣选。
Being selected by God.
得赦罪。
Having received the remission of sins.
努力成为圣洁。
And having strived to sanctification.
盼望在天上而不是在地上。
Having a hope that is heavenly and not worldly.
有圣灵同在的证据。
Having the testimony of the witness of the Holy Spirit.
最后努力侍奉有忠心。
And lastly, serving the Lord with all our might and all our power.
所以第一章叫做成教会的条件啊。
So chapter 1 then talks about the conditions of becoming the church of God.
啊，第二章讲的是一个正确教会的结构。
Chapter 2 talks about the true structure of a church.
啊，告诉我们说教会有真有假。
We are told then that there is a true and false churches.
信仰有对有错。
And when it comes to beliefs, there are wrong and correct beliefs.
哦，所以不要只要看到十字架的，你都跑进去啊。
So if you see a cross on a building, don't just blindly go in.
啊，我们都有听过一个见证哦。
We all heard this testimony.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，因为有事情啊，到另外到一个住在南部的弟兄啊。
There was a brother who lived in the south of Taiwan.
啊，结果啊那个有事情跑到北部去啦。
And because of some business, some issues, he traveled to the north of Taiwan.
啊，想说啊，好久没有去教会的啊，要找个教会去聚会一下哦。
And he thought to himself, it's been a while since I attended church. Let me find a church and attend service.
啊，结果找啊，找到一个真什么什么教会啊。
So he went and found a true something, something, something.
啊，因为啊，刚刚过台风刚过，所以那个看板被吹掉了。
The typhoon had just passed, so the sign of the church was half missing.
他就看到有一个真，看到一个教会，啊，应该就是真耶稣教会吧。
So he saw true something, something church and thought it should be true Jesus church.
啊，结果跑进去一看，哎，怪怪的。
So he stepped in and he thought weird.
啊，为什么啊，他们祷告都会倒到地上呢？
Why is it that when they pray, they fall onto the ground?
哇，他们的那个牧师每个这样子，哇，击倒，击。一个个倒啊。
And their pastor said, fall, fall, and they fall one after the other one.
他就很紧张啊，这是怎么回事啊？怎么教会变这样呢？
So, he was a little bit nervous, thinking, what happened to our church?
啊，结果啊，那个什么，哦，轮到他的时候，他就心里很紧张嘛， was, 心里一直祷告，有圣灵嘛，一直祷告啊。
It was his turn to be laid the hands upon by the pastor, because he had the Holy Spirit, he prayed with the Holy Spirit in his heart.
当然他信主没有很久哦。
This member didn't believe in our church for that long.
但是啊，因为很紧张，所以祷告很迫切，所以圣灵很充满啊。
But because he was very nervous, he prayed earnestly, and the Holy Spirit filled him.
啊，那个牧师击倒啊，牧师就倒下去了。
When the pastor said fall, it was the pastor who fell back.
哇，他就觉得很不好意思啊。
So the member felt a little embarrassed.
啊，所以走之前还多奉献一点钱啊，不好意思啊，让你跌倒啊。
He said, "Oh, I made the pastor fall. I'll give a little more offering on my way out."
他说那个牧师就问他，后来那牧师起来之后问他。
And this pastor got up and asked.
他说你真耶稣教会的，对不对？
From the Jesus Church,
对面那一条街
across the street, wrong place.
所以啊，不是每间教会都是有神同在的啊。
So it isn't that every church has the abundance of God.
所以我们今天要判断教会。
So today we must apply discernment when we look at the churches.
要被称为神的教会。
We need to be called the church of God.
啊，必须要有正确的结构哦。
And to this, the right structure must be in place.
以耶稣基督为标准的方角石。
Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
以真理为我们信仰的根基。
The truth is the root and fundament of our faith.
啊，到最后，我们要努力成为彼此连接的活石。
And in the end, we must be living stones, communicated with one another.
啊，这样子才能够被称为神的教会啊。
In this way, we shall be called the church of God.
所以耶稣为标准。
Jesus is our standard.
第二，道理为根基。
The truth is our foundation.
到最后，每一个信徒的生命改变能够造就圣城耶路撒冷。
So that in the end, the transformation of the lives of each individual member can be an edification to Jerusalem, the holy city.
好，这是第二章的记载。
This is chapter 2 summarized.
啊，第三章我们昨天讲了一半。
We spoke half of chapter 3 yesterday.
我们来看一下第三章。
Let us see chapter 3.
啊，我们昨天在安息日的时候有谈到。
During Sabbath yesterday, we talked about this passage.
三章、四章、五章都各有一个主题。
We mentioned that chapter 3, 4, and 5 have a common theme.
第三章叫做在爱心上有根有基。
I thought chapter 3, its theme might be being rooted in love.
第四章叫做在基督里长大成人。
For chapter 4, the thing that we said is grow in the full stature of Christ.
啊，在第五章叫做 在光明中改换一心啊。
The theme in chapter 5 is a be renewed and changed in the light.
啊，这讲到说一个信仰不断的前进的目标哦。
This tells us that the target of our spirituality is to constantly improve.
来，我们来看第四章，那第三章哦。
Let us see chapter 3 now.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
哦，啊，有的信徒在问啊，祷告为什么要跪下来哦。
Some members ask, why do we kneel down when we pray?
啊，你看十四节哦。
Let us see verse 14.
啊，因此我在父面前屈膝啊，保罗也跪着祷告哦。
Paul says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. He also kneels when he prays.
所以保罗给我们祷告做榜样啊。
So Paul sets an example in prayer for us.
啊，但是当然，如果你身体不适或者是有困难，啊，也没有关系啊。
Of course, if you have any ailments or physical conditions, it doesn't matter that much.
好，我们看第三章的第十六节。
Let us see chapter 3, verse 16.
啊，十六节说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你的心里力量刚强起来。十七。
17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们里面。叫你们爱心有根有基，十八，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，十九，啊，并知道这个爱是过于人所能测度，叫神一切所充满的充满你们，阿们。好，啊，在这里是保罗的祷告啊。
This is Paul's own prayer。
啊，同时也讲到一个教会成长它的内部最重要的要素。
The same time it is revealed to us what is the most important internal characteristic for our church to grow.
哦，所以保罗特别求这四样。
Paul pleads for four things.
哪四样呢
？What are these four things?
我们讲到说，第一，让你里面的本我。真我能够强壮起来。
We mentioned the first one to strengthen the inner man.
人里面的心灵强健。
The inner heart of the person needs to be strong.
他的生命自然就光亮。
And then their life will naturally glow and shine.
这个光亮跟你生活当中遇到的好顺境或逆境是没有关系的。
This life we are talking about doesn't have to do whether your life is smooth or filled with obstacles.
你看有些人啊，人生很困难啊，但是啊，生活很喜乐啊。
You see that some people have all sort of problems in their lives, but then they rejoice day after day.
你也看到有些人啊，生活很富裕啊，过得很忧闷啊。
On the other hand, you see some people who live very wealthily and comfortably, but they are all sorrowful and sad.
美国有8000万的人靠着安眠药在过日子。
The United States, there are 80 million people who have to take sleeping pills.
有超过1000万的人需要看心理医生。
There are more than a hundred million people who need, ten million people that need to go to psychiatrist.
请问他们都是穷人吗
？Let me ask you, do you think they are financially poor?
其实你看哦，能看心理医生的通常不会有多穷啊。
Actually, if you can afford a psychiatrist or a psychologist, you shouldn't be that poor.
躺在那里聊天一个小时150啊。
You're just lying there, and it costs you $150 an hour.
哦，所以有一个病人啊，去那里躺哦。
So there was a patient who went then to a psychologist.
啊，结果啊，那个医生啊，心理医生就说，哎，你有什么要告诉我的，你尽量讲啊。
The psychologist said, anything, any matter that is in your heart, let it be known to me.
啊，想一想，想一想，啊，想想就睡着了。
He thought about it, thought about it. As he was sleeping, he was thinking about it. He fell asleep.
睡得还挺好啊，起来付钱走人了。
He fell asleep, quite soundly. He got up, paid, and left.
啊，第二次又来了。
The second time he came again to the psychologist.
啊，躺下来，哇，那个床设计得很舒服啊。
He lay down in this very comfortable.Sort of a chair or place to lie.
啊，那个心理医生说啊，你就尽量讲，告诉我你所有的忧闷，那跟尽量讲啊。
So the doctor said, let it all out, tell me all your troubles.
啊，讲啊，讲什么呢？啊，躺在那想想想，又睡着了。
And in the bed, he was thinking about it, thinking what to say, and then he fell asleep.
啊，起来啊，付钱走人了。
He got up, paid, and left.
啊，第三次啊，他又来了。
The third time he came.
啊，躺在那里呀、啊，那个、
he
医生又问他了。
And the doctor, the psychologist asked him,
你告诉我啊，你有什么心事你就跟我说啊。
Tell me all your troubles or your worries.
躺在那里啊，想想想啊，突然跳起来说，我想到了。
He lay there in the middle of his thinking. He got up and said, I know.
啊，这医生说，你要告诉我什么？
The doctor said, what is it? What is it?
他说，你需要一个合伙人吗？
Do you need a partner?
哇，这么好赚啊。
Do you need a business partner?
有人到你房间来睡一个半小时就150啊。
We can make some money here. People come here to sleep and it's $150 an hour.
啊，所以啊，能够看心理医生的通常不是穷。通常不会是穷人啊。
Normally speaking, people who can afford a psychologist are not that poor.
啊，但是人一定很快乐吗？
But does it guarantee happiness?
其实不会很快乐哦。
Not necessarily.
啊，我到德国的时候啊。
When I went to Germany.
啊，有一天啊，从聚会要从另外一个地方回来，从另外一个地方家庭聚会回来的路上啊。
We came back. We were on the road back from family service.
突然看到地铁站好多警察。
And we saw a lot of policemen at the train station.
我们就问啊，发生什么事了
？So I asked, what's going on?
啊，有人跳铁轨啊。
Someone jumped onto the rail tracks.
被火车撞死啊。
And they were run over the train.
啊，这个没什么，这纽约常有，我就走掉了。
I said, well, it's just like New York, nothing special, let's go.
啊，只有隔天早上新闻就出来了。
And this incident appeared in the news the next morning.
全欧洲第五有钱的人跳铁轨了。
This is the fifth richest man in Europe.
为什么跳铁轨？
He was the one who jumped to the rail tracks. Why?
因为他觉得自己太穷了。
Because he felt he wasn't wealthy enough.
因为那时候刚好遇到金融危机哦。
It was the financial crisis that hit Germany.
哦，所以啊，他从几百亿变成几十亿，哇，很痛苦啊，好穷啊。
So from a billionaire, he became a millionaire. This is such a pain, right?
因为无法忍受自己变成穷人，所以就跳铁轨了。
He couldn't take being downgraded in his wealth, so he jumped to the train tracks.
啊，在你我看来，这个人真是有病嘛，对不对
？To us, this person is totally sick.
所以你说有钱一定很快乐吗
？So do you think the money guarantees happiness?
你看呐、啊，这里保罗说要求你内心那个人丰富又充足啊。
But Paul encourages the strength and abundance of the inner man.
不管顺境逆境，你都很快乐啊。
Be it when times are smooth or when they are not.
啊，在多米尼加有一个弟兄哦。
In Dominican Republic, there is a brother.
啊，让我印象很深的，他名叫 Floro.
Who really put us, who really made an impression on me? His name is Floro.
啊 ，Floro 真的是有够穷哦。
Brother Floro is very, very, very poor.
啊，他是住在啊，现在感谢主，现在有比较好。他以前是住在哦，路边拉回来的铁皮这样搭了几个铁皮，就是他的家的家。
Thank God now Floro is living in another house, but not long before he just took some metal sheets from the roadside and made a house with it.
里面啊，又湿又暗。又脏，真的是哦。
Inside it is damp, it is cold, it is dirty.
我还记得我第一次进他家的时候。
It is dark. The first time I remember going to his house.
我走进他家，哎，他就只有就是两个大床跟一个很小很小的隔间这样子、哦。
So all he has is two beds and then a separated space.
然后四个人住在里面啊。
And four people live in there.
那、啊、我第一次走进去看，到处都是苍蝇啊。
The first time I walk in, there were flies all over the place.
哇，你有没有看过那个被苍蝇包围的那种感觉啊
？Have you had the sensation of being sieged by flies？
啊，我就看那个。那个 Floro 弟兄一副很不好意思啊，哇，家里这么脏这么乱，然后
I saw that Floro was a little embarrassed, saying, "Excuse the mess, pardon the condition of my living."
到处都是苍蝇啊
，There are flies everywhere.
所以就非常非常不好意思哦。
So he was a little embarrassed.
所以他就拿起一罐杀虫剂啊
，So he took out a bug spray.
然后喷在我的身上啊
，And he sprayed it on me.
这喷我、欸，真的喷我，因为苍蝇太多，到处飞了，所以他就喷我。
Because there were just too many flies to deal with, he just sprayed me instead.
我说、哦、这个不是 repellent 这个不是那个什么驱蚊子的呢，这个是杀虫剂耶。
This is not a mosquito repellent, it's actually bug spray to kill the bugs.
但是、哦、我认识他好几年了、哦、
I know Flora for a few years.
你知道吗？他真的很穷，一无所有啊。
I tell you, he has almost nothing. He is very, very poor.
工作非常辛苦，但是没有钱啊。
He works very hard, but still there is no money.
但是你知道，他是我看过最快。快的人之一啊
But do you know he's one of the happiest people I've ever met?
你永远看到他都在笑啊
Whenever you see him, he is smiling.
看到你就是傻笑啊，哇，很快乐啊
When he sees you, he smiles, he laughs. It is good to be next to him.
他住在贫民窟
He lives in a shanty town.
但是他是贫民窟里面最穷的之一啊
But he is one of the poorest in the shanty town.
他甚至他那个房子是搭在他妈妈的地上，因为他没有自己的土地啊
He is poor to the point that he doesn't have his own land. His house is built on his mother's land.
但是啊，他带好多人来信耶稣啊
But he brought many, many people to Christ.
我在想说，你这么全整个贫民窟都知道你最穷。
So I think to myself, the whole slum knows that you are the poorest.
但是奇怪、啊，你到处跟人家讲信耶稣很好很快乐，人家就跟着他来信耶稣了。
But somehow, even with the poverty, you say to believe in Christ is good. It is happiness every day. People still come.
整个村庄人都知道 Floro 这个人不一样。
The whole village knows that this brother Floro is different.
虽然他很穷，但是他非常快乐。
Although he is poor, he is happy every day.
这叫做内心的刚强啊。
This is how the strengthened.The inner man is strengthened.
哦，所以我们在这里求第一件，教会要发展。众信徒内心要刚强。
So firstly, the first thing we must require in ourselves for the church to develop is to strengthen the inner man.
啊，第二个需要耶稣住在你的心中啊。
Secondly, Christ be dwelling in your heart.
哦，今天如果耶稣住在你的心中
，If Christ indeed dwells in your heart today,
你或向左或向右，你都有声音告诉你这是正路，要行在其中。
No matter if you turn right or turn left, there'll be a voice saying, saying to you, this is the right way, walk in it.
啊，有主耶稣引导你的脚步。
The Lord Jesus Christ will guide your footsteps.
啊，教会怎么可能不发展？
And how is it that the church will not develop if this happens?
每个信徒都是以教会为中心。
If every member is centered on the church.
每个信徒都是以神的旨意为标准。
Every member say God's word as their standard.
重视教会。
Every member emphasizes the importance of the church.
在意圣工。
And is concerned with holy work.
关心信徒。
Everyone cares about their fellow brothers and sisters.
时常为众人代祷。
And every member intercedes for each other.
因为明白这是主的心意。
For they understand this is the will of God.
啊，怎么可能教会不发展？
If this happened, how would you expect the church not to prosper?
所以今天教会要发展。
So if we seek the prosperity of the church today,
信徒的生命当中要有主耶稣与他同住啊。
Christ must live in the very lives of the members.
所以我们看到很多信徒的家里都有一块那个板子啊，都有一块匾啊。
We oftentimes see a banner in our members' houses.
那就说基督是我家之主啊。
Which says the Lord is the Lord of this house.
所以啊，不要只是让它成为一个口号。
So let it not be something that we just speak about.
让它成为我们生命当中的真实。
Not by word, but also by the reality of our lives.
啊，第三哦。
Thirdly.
啊，第三这里讲说，叫你们的爱心有根有基呀。
Let your love be rooted and grounded.
啊，这是什么意思
？What does this mean?
爱心重不重要
？Is love important?
爱心非常重要。
Love is very important.
但是不是什么爱心都能够有根基的啊
？But not any type of love can be rooted and grounded.
爱心一定要有根基才有价值。
Love needs to be grounded and rooted for it to count as something.
你看哦，当那个。你看那外面的花草哦。
For example, when you look at the grass and the flowers outside,
它要长得好，一定要有根。
In order to grow in the right way, they need to be rooted.
啊，如果没有根啊，一下跑这边，一下躲那边啊。
Without root, maybe they appear here and then they appear there.
所以根是它吸收养分的来源。
The root is the source of nourishment, nutrition.
但是根也成为它本身的一种限制。
But the root at the same time is a limitation in mobility.
你要往下扎根，你就不能到处乱跑。
If you want to be deeply rooted, you cannot just run about.
你要往下扎根，你就不能任意而行啊。
If you want to be deeply rooted into the ground, you cannot do as you please.
所以真正的爱是有规范。
有限制的。So true love is actually bounded and limited.
那所以我们今天呢，喜欢讲爱心。
Today we like to talk about the topic of love.
却常常忽略掉爱心失去的规范，成为一种伤害。
Many times we lose the idea and the notion that love without limitation is actually harmful.
啊，你看呢、啊，保罗说、哦、在罗马书里面呢、啊。
Look what Paul said in the book of Romans.
保罗说，我可以为我的弟兄做见证。
He said, I can testify for my brethren.
说我们犹太人是真正爱神啊。
That we the Jews truly love God.
啊，只是我们没有知识啊。
Only that we lack spiritual wisdom.
所以啊，因为很爱神，所以把耶稣钉死啊。
Because we love God, but don't have knowledge, we have nailed Christ to the cross.
保罗爱不爱神？
Did Paul love Christ?
保罗非常爱神啊。
Did Paul love God? Yes, he did, very much so.
保罗爱神的结果是什么？
But what was the result of this love?
把斯蒂凡害死哦。
It was the murder of Stephen.
啊，在使徒行传的第七章那里哈，斯蒂凡的死跟保罗是有关系的哦。
In Acts chapter 7, the death of Stephen is related to Paul's actions.
你看那个作假见证的见证人哦。
Look at the ones who bore false testimony.
他们最后是不是把外衣放在保罗的前面
？Didn't they cast Stephen's outer garment at Paul's feet?
你们不要以为啊，他是要去打人啊，说啊，帮我打。兄弟，衣服拿一下，我去打人。不是哦。
Don't feel like Stephen was rolling up his sleeves, taking out his coat in order to punch someone.
那时候我把衣服放在你前面是什么意思
？What does it mean to put someone's garment in front of someone？
这件事情跟你有绝对的关系哦。
It means that you are a part of it.
这个罪是归在你的身上、哦。
It means that the sin is cast unto you.
所以不是那么简单的，不是说我帮你保管一下衣服，我不是哦。
It is not let me take care of your jacket for a while. It's not that sense.
斯提凡的死跟保罗非常非常很有可能跟他有很直接的关系呀、啊。
Well, Stephen's death might be actually related directly to what Paul intended to do.
但是保罗为什么会做这种事情
？But what did Paul do that?
因为他爱神、啊。
Because he loved God.
所以爱是对的事情。
So love is something correct to do.
但是爱失去了规范，变成一种伤害。
But love without a limitation, without a boundary, becomes a hard.Harmful.
哦，就像今天父母亲爱儿女一样。
This is similar to the way in which parents love their children.
父母亲爱儿女。
Parents love their children.
但是爱如果失去了一种管教，一种范围。
But if love loses its discipline, its range, then
你越爱他
，the more you love,
他人生越痛苦。
the more you make them suffer in their lives.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，爱心要有根基。
So we are told that love needs to be rooted.
爱心的根基是什么？
What is the root of love?
就是在道理上的规范。
It is the limitation imposed by the truth.
哦，所以我们今天在教会里面要讲爱。
Therefore.In church, we need to speak about love.
但是这个爱绝对不能超越圣经的规范。
But love cannot overpass the limits imposed by the Bible.
我们知道说现在洗礼有很多种不同的方式。
We know that nowadays there are many methods of baptism.
啊，你知道早期的教会啊，早期的使徒教会，他们洗礼只有一种而已。
We know that in the apostolic church there was only one way of baptism.
就是到河海江西的大水洗哦。
Which is full immersion in living water.
啊，在主后一百多一忘记时间了，在一百多年的时候、哦、
I forget, but a few centuries after Christ.
啊，这个是有文献记载的哦。
This is based on historical records.
有一个。又病又老的人想要信耶稣。
There is a weak and sickly and old man who wanted to believe in Christ.
啊，我在猜啦，可能又病又老又有钱了、哦。
And I believe that only, but he might have been wealthy too.
啊，他要洗礼啊，他想信耶稣啊。
He wanted to be baptized to come to Christ.
啊，冬天很冷啊。
But it was winter and was cold.
啊，所以他们很怕下去就上不来了。
So they were worried that if the man went down the water, he wouldn't come back alive.
所以大家非常有爱心呐、啊。
So everyone was filled with love.
就想出了一个办法。
So they came up with a new method.
什么办法、啊、
？What is this method?
洒水
，It is sprinkling、
哦。所以洒水礼是这样子来的，以前是没有的，一开始是没有的。
This is the origin of baptism through sprinkling. It didn't exist before this.
你说他有没有爱心？有，爱心好大、啊。
Do you think that the motivation was love? Yes, it was great love that motivated this.、
啊、怕老人家冷到、冻到、病到。
They were worried that this man would die or become even more sick.
所以就发明了一个新的洗礼方法。
So they invented and created a new way of baptism.
但是这种爱心缺乏了道理上的根基。
But this love lacks the knowledge of the truth.
所以你的爱心害他不能得救。
So this love made it so this person could not be saved.
请问这是真的爱心吗？
Let me ask you, is this true love?
所以第三，爱心必须要有规范、有根基。
This is point number three. A love needs to be bounded by the range of the truth.
需要智慧、哦、
And for this, the wisdom is required.、
啊、所以以弗所书第腓立比书的第一章里面告诉我们、哦、
Philippians chapter 1 tells us this.
啊，他说求主让我们在爱心上面 啊，我们来看一下哦，这节很重要哦。
Let us turn to this verse. It is actually quite important.
我们看腓立比书的第一章第九节、啊。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
腓立比书的一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
他说：“我所祷告的，要叫你们的爱心、啊、在知识和见识上多而又多、哦。”
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
所以爱心要有知识。
Therefore, love requires knowledge.
爱心要有见识。
Love requires discernment.
爱心要有规矩。
Love requires regulations.
爱心必须建立在根基之上、哦、
Love needs to be built upon this root and foundation.
啊，第四哦。
Fourth point.
我们看回来以弗所书的第三章。
Let us return to Ephesians chapter 3.
十八节。
Let us see verse 18.
啊，十八节说，能以和众圣徒一同明白耶稣基督的爱是何等的长阔高深呐、啊！在这里告诉我们教会成长的第四个要求。
This verse reveals to us the four requirements for our church to grow.
信仰上真而又真的体验。
To have a real life experience.
那我们今天早上啊，还有之前呢、啊，我们听到 Soga 只是。跟我们做他生命的见证、啊、
Just before we heard the wonderful testimony shared by Deacon Saul.
你们发觉说，因为他的见证，所以他的信仰成为非常真实。
Do you feel that because of the testimony, he has his faith that's so real and alive?
因为他亲手摸到神，所以神不再是一个传说。信仰不再是一个学问
，because he touched God with his own hand. Faith is not merely something intellectual, something concerning knowledge.
哦，所以我们今天也必须要在信仰上有体验。
Today we need to have similar experiences in our faith.
啊，但是信仰的体验在于什么
？But what are these experiences based on?
信仰的体验在于亲手摸到神。
They are based on touching God directly.
亲眼见到神作为。
To see God's own works with our own eyes.
啊，但是我们不要搞错了哦。
But let's get it right.
你不要说啊，今天我信仰需要有体验。
Let it not be that because we pursue experiences in faith.
主啊，主啊，求你让我得癌症啊，让我体验体验啊。
We pray to God, God grant me the gift of cancer.
你看那个人家见证哦，那个癌症都会好啊，让我也试一试啊，我都没有生病，真糟糕啊。
When people testify, they testify about the sicknesses, their cancer. I have nothing to show for.
啊，主啊，主啊，我都没有体验，没有见证啊。
Dear Lord, I have no testimonies to share.
啊，人家那个见证会说什么被卡车压过去的哦，没事啊，主啊，让我也试试啊。
People say they run over by an 18-wheeler and nothing happened to me. I want to experience that.
我们不要求这种奇。 奇怪怪的东西啊。
Let alone ask for this weird sort of request.
你去问那些做见证的弟兄姐妹。
If you ask the brothers and sisters that testify,
他很喜欢被卡车压过去吗？
Do you think they enjoy being run over by the truck?
喜欢癌症哦，吓得半死，结果没死吗？
Do you think they had a good time being at the borderline of death because of cancer?
我们可以问问 Soga 执事啊，他那个飞机掉下来，他又很高兴。哎呀，又等一下又可以做见证了吗？
You can go ask Deacon Soga to say, were you happy when the plane fell down because that was an opportunity for you to testify later?
我相信在当中是没有人愿意去体会这样的事情啊。
I believe that in the heat of the moment, no one would like to be there.
所以我们不要求这种体验啊。如果能够平安是比较好的啦。
Let us not ask for this type of experiences because peace is actually more valuable than
peace. 是不是想想能够平安无事啊，家里平安无事啊，这就是最大的恩典哦。
Think about it. Isn't peace at home, at work, at church the greatest blessing we can have?
所以啊，人要懂得敏感一点啊。
We need to be.Learn to be a little more sensitive.
很多时候神的恩典是在生活当中的小细节里面啊。
Sometimes God's grace is manifested in the little details of our lives.
让你感受到他无微不至，常常抱着你说我有在看顾你啊。
Letting us feel his permanent and warm hug saying I'm watching over you everywhere, every time.
只是人哦，常常忽略掉这种神的看顾。
The problem oftentimes, of course, is man. They ignore the constant abundance of God.
把一切都视为理所当然的。
And take everything for granted.
好像神欠我的。
It seems that God owes us this peace.
一直到有一天神把那个保护的手移开。
Until one day God removes this protecting fence.
你一比较才发觉说啊，以前有神看顾真好。
And under comparison, you say how good it was when God took over me.
所以人啊，要懂得知恩。
We need to know the grace in which we live.
要懂得惜恩。
We need to appreciate the grace in which we live.
更要懂得感恩。
And moreover, we need to give thanks for the grace in which we live.
所以信仰要敏感一点。
Therefore, let us be more sensitive in our faith.
恩典绝对有。
We have God's grace in our lives.
但是一个信仰活泼跟信仰不活泼的信徒差别在哪里？
But what is the difference then between a member with a lively faith and a member with a not so lively faith?
在于一个人看见恩典。
The answer is being able to see and visualize the grace.
一个人视而不见。
The answer is that one saw it, the other one didn't.
所以我们对主耶稣的爱跟恩典要敏感一点啊。
This is how we should be more sensitive to the grace and love of God.
而当你觉得说天天见神迹。
When we feel that we see a miracle every day,
你感觉常常看恩典，常常有恩典。
If you see that God's grace is with you every time, every moment,
耶稣怎么这么爱我？我这么不配，他还这么爱我。
And you feel God loved me so much. How am I deserving of this?
你到最后只有一个结论啊。
In the end, you draw by one conclusion.
就是我只能用一辈子来回报他的爱。
I can repay His great love for me only with a life of service.
信仰就活泼了。
And then our life of faith will become vibrant.
好，那我们再来看第四章哦。
Let us see chapter four.
第五章哦。
Excuse me, chapter five.
第五章。
Chapter five.
因为昨天第四章那个在安息日讲过的哦。
Chapter five is a chapter we talked about during afternoon Sabbath service yesterday.
我们看第五章第一节。
Let's see chapter five, verse one.
第五章第一节说，所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女，要凭爱心行事哦。
Chapter 5, verse 1, Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love.
所以第五章告诉我们三个神对我们的期盼。
Chapter 5 tells us three new requirements that we receive from God.
第五章的第一节说，神希望我们成为蒙慈爱的儿女，要凭爱心行事。
Chapter 5, verse 1 tells us that God's expectation to us is to be imitators of Christ and walk in love.
第八节告诉我们说，神期望我们成为光明的儿女，要结出光明的果实。
Verse 8 tells us that God expects us to be sons of the light and bear the fruit of light.
第十五节告诉我们说，神希望我们成为智慧的儿女，能爱惜光阴啊。
Verse 15 tells us that God expects us to be sons and daughters of wisdom and redeem the time.
所以第五章里面告诉我们说，一个基督徒在领受恩典之后，必须要活出的三种方向，三种生活。
In other words, in chapter 5, we are told that after we have come to Christ, there are three expectations that we must meet in our lives.
要行在爱中。
We need to walk in love.
要行在光明中。
We need to walk in the light.
还要行在智慧之中哦。
And we need to walk in wisdom.
但是我们如果从第五章来看哦。
But if we see this from chapter 5,
什么叫做行在爱中啊？
What is the meaning of walking in love?
行在爱中的第一个要求。
There is a first requirement to walk in love.
在第四章的三十二节。
And it is in chapter 4, verse 32.
在这里说，要彼此饶恕，如同耶稣基督饶恕你们一样哦。
It says, forgive one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
所以啊，今天什么叫蒙爱啊？
how do we see that we love?
我们怎么样能够走在爱中？
How do we see that we are beloved and that we walk in love?
第一个就是你要学习赦免啊。
Firstly, we need to learn to forgive.
不要忘记啊，主耶稣讲过的比喻啊。
Do not forget the parable that Jesus laid out for us.
那个没有怜悯的要受没有怜悯的审判哦。
Those who did not show mercy will not be shown mercy in judgment.
我们在旧约的时候常讲哦。
In the Old Testament, we frequently mention this.
旧约的观念是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，对不对？
The concept of the Old Testament is eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
请问新约是不是？
Let me ask you, does this apply to the New Testament?
我们常觉得说新约不是啊，哎呀，太残忍了。
We often say, no, it's not. It's not so cruel now.
是吗？
Right?
旧约的神跟新约的神是不是同一个神？
Is the God in the Old Testament the same God as in the New Testament?
我们有时候搞得好像变成两个神呢。
Sometimes in our minds, it's two different gods.
旧约说以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
The Old Testament says, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
新约怎么说？
What about the New Testament?
他说，你用什么量器量给人？
Jesus says, with the measure that you give to others,
神就用什么量器量给你。
With that measure shall you be measured.
是不是以牙还牙，以眼还眼？
Is this eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth?
其实它的整体的观念是类似，是一样的哦。
In reality, the spirit is the same.
只是一个是从比较负面，一个从比较正面的角度来看。
The only difference is that one is more positive, the other one a little more negative.
旧约是用警告的方式。
The Old Testament gives warnings and admonishments.
你伤害别人，别人就可以伤害你哦。
If you hurt others, others can come and hurt you.
新约不是，新约刚好颠。新约的观念一样，但是方式不同。
The mentality in the New Testament is the same, but the method is somewhat different.
他是告诉你说，你多爱别人一点，神就多爱你一点。
It is said to you, if you love others more, God will love you a little more.
你对别人多一份的包容，神就多对你多一份的怜悯。
If you treat others with a heart of compassion and bear their weaknesses, then God will do the same to you.
但是你看骨子里面哦，最内在的核心哦。
But look at the core of the matter.
其实它的意思是一样的。
The meaning and the spirit is the same.
以牙还牙。以眼还眼
eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
以爱还爱，以怜悯还怜悯
love for love, mercy for mercy.
所以啊，在雅各书里面说，怜悯向审判夸胜。
Therefore, the book of James says that mercy boasts over judgment.
为什么？因为你原本没有资格在审判日得胜的，原本。过不去的，过不了关的。
Why? Because in the beginning, there was no way for us to overcome the judgment in the latter day.
考试六十分及格，我们通通没有及格啊。
If my passing grade was 60, none of us would even be close to that.
啊，但是啊，因为你这个人实在是太有爱心了。
But because you are so loving.
所以老师啊，看看考卷，再看看你啊。
Then your instructor looks at you, then looks back at your exam sheet.
我最喜欢的学生。
And you are my favorite student.
常常帮忙教室的工作。
You oftentimes help with the classroom chores.
对其他同学都很好。
And you treat everyone so kindly.
啊，眼睛。一遮过了。
So looking the other way, you have passed the exam.
这个叫做怜悯向审判夸胜。
That's how mercy trumps over judgment.
因为你心中有怜悯。
And due to the fact that you had mercy in your heart.
你对人能包容。
Because you bore with other people's weaknesses.
所以神就对你多一份的怜悯，你就这样子低空飞过过关。
Then God shows you an extra measure of mercy, and this is how you pass level one.
哦，所以记得啊，你到最后啊，审判日能不能过关，看你今天爱心有多大啊。
Remember the standard by which you will be judged in the future is the love that you showed in this life.
啊，别人得罪你的时候哦。
If people wrong you or offend you.
其实你要蛮高兴啊。
You should be happy about it.
加分的机会到了。
Extra score, extra points for your exam.
主耶稣说赦免人加分呢。
Jesus said you have forgiven, extra points for you.
所以有时候我们都搞错了。
Sometimes we get it all wrong.
我们有时候赦免人赦免的很痛苦，你有发现？我要赦免他，我是基督徒，我一定很痛苦啊。
For some reason, we push ourselves, we squeeze ourselves so that we can give a drop of forgiveness. But why?
祷告的时候，主啊，为什么要赦免他
？When we pray, we say, Lord, why should I forgive this person? Why? They were so evil to me.
有时候搞错了。
But we got it wrong.
赦免别人是为了你自己耶。
We forgive others for our own sake.
赦免别人叫做释放自己。
When we forgive others, we release ourselves.
赦免别人叫做天国积分啊。
When we forgive others, we are added a bonus in heaven.
感谢主啊，又有机会加分啊。
Thank God this opportunity to gain an additional bonus in heaven.
说不定就这两分，刚好就进天国啦。
Who can tell you perhaps that these two additional points made you pass a grade and made it into heaven?
啊，如果没有把握啊，再多加几分啊。
If we are still unsure, why not gain some extra bonus?
哦，所以啊。爱心从赦免开始。
So indeed, mercy starts from forgiveness.
接下来呢，从言语啊，再讲言语哦。
Next, we are told about speech.
哦，他在这里，我们看回来啊。
Let us return to this chapter.
啊，第三节啊，五章三节。
Chapter five, verse three.
他说：“至于淫乱和一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可提，方合圣徒的体统。” 因此妄语嬉笑的话不相宜，总要说感谢的话、哦、所以在这里、啊、蒙爱的儿女行在爱中，在于我们的言语。
Here we are told that as beloved children of God walking in love, we have to pay attention to our speech、
哦、从赦免别人进到言语上面的言语上面的规范。
We start from forgiving others and then go into the binding of our own speech.
一个有爱心的人不会乱讲话、哦、
A loving person will not speak too carelessly.
圣经里面讲说，有的人言语如刀，刺透人的心、啊、
The Bible says that some people speak as with daggers, hurting others as they shoot out their words.、
哦、有一个老姐妹、哦
There was once an elderly sister.
一个老姐妹啊，也信主啊，也做很多圣工啊，结果死掉了。
She was a member of her church. She did much holy work, and then she passed.
那到天国啊，要进天国啊，天使不让她进去哦。
At the gates of heaven, the angels wouldn't allow her in.
她说：“哎，口袋一掏，哎，我这个见证听过、哦，哎，口袋一掏，我有门票可以进天国。
”Reaching to her pocket, she found an entry pass, and she thought, "Yes, I'm allowed in."
啊，要进去啊，天使说不可以啊。
When she presented the pass to go in, the angel said, "Not so fast."
为什么不可以
？Why not?
一直说你嘴巴很坏。
The angel said, "Your speech is very bad."
你讲话很伤人。
Your mouth hurts others when you speak.
又刻薄又恶毒。
You are mean and you are your speech is poisonous.
尤其对你的媳妇。
Especially to your daughter-in-law.
天使说你媳妇在角落的眼泪我们都看见了。
The angel said, "We have seen the tears that your daughter-in-law shed by the corner silently."
不给你进天国。
You are denied entry to heaven.
而且我那个老太太呀、啊，就坐在地上一直哭，一直哭。我要进天国，我要进天国。
So the sister sat on the floor, kicking and screaming and crying, saying, "No, I have to go in. I have to go in."
见证里面说，天使过来一推就把她推下去了。
And the testimony says that the angel pushed her and she came back to herself.
哇，活过来了。
She came alive.
好害怕、啊。
She was scared.
乱讲话不能进天国啊。
Because she noticed that if you speak careless, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
从那以后啊，对媳妇都非常温柔啊。
From that day, she started to show great gentleness to her daughter-in-law.
媳妇啊，能不能进天国就看你了。
Oh, my beloved daughter-in-law, it is up to you whether you let me into heaven.
小心啊，乱讲话不能进天国。
Watch your speech, for it might impede your entry into heaven.
人可以用，你可以用你讲的话杀死一个人。
You can actually kill and murder someone with your words.
所以要谨慎你的言语。
Let us watch then our speech.
再来第六节说，这样的人啊，不要与他同伙。
Verse 6 tells us to not abide with these kind of people.
第三个叫谨慎我们的同伴啊。
So therefore, we are told to take heed to our companions.
圣经里面讲说，滥交朋友自取败坏哦。
The Bible says that having bad companions brings our own demise.
这叫做走在神的爱中。
And this is the meaning of walking in love.
再来呢，第八章第八节说走在光明之中啊。
Next starting from verse 8, we see the teaching regarding walking in the light.
这个比较简单啊，就是我们的行事为人。
This is a little easier to explain. It concerns our deeds, our actions.
要能够活出一个光明的人生。
They need to shed light to this world as we live in this world.
但是不只是照亮自己啊。
But not only shall we illuminate ourselves.
不只是里面要有神的光。
Not only we need the light of God in our interior.
圣经里面讲说啊，那个光不要放在桌子底下哦。
The Bible tells us not to put the light under the table.
也要照亮别人放在桌上啊。
But rather put it on the table so that the brightness is shared with others.
有一天因为你的缘故。
Maybe one day because of you.
你的孩子学会怎么爱神。
Your children will know what loving God means.
因为你的缘故。
Maybe because of you.
你的同事坚持一定要信耶稣。
Your colleagues will insist that they want to come to believe in Christ.
你叫做光明的儿女啊。
If so, then you shall become a son and daughter of the light.
最后讲到智慧的儿女啊。
Lastly, we are told about sons of wisdom.
智慧的儿女这里讲说要爱惜光阴。
As for the children of wisdom, we are told within the time.
浪费时间叫做愚昧。
To waste time is foolishness.
你们把一个礼拜时间拿到这里来。
You took a week in your life to come here.
智慧的儿女啊。
You are sons and daughters of wisdom.
好，所以要爱惜光阴。
Redeem the time.
不要糊涂，不要醉酒。
Do not live in foolishness and in drunkenness.
不要在世间的享乐当中失去自己哦。
Do not lose yourself in the enjoyment of this world.
好，时间到了哦。
Our time is up.
最后一章我只讲一点啊。
Let me mention just one point of the last chapter.
最后一章讲到装备啊。
The last chapter deals with equipment.
但是不要忘记了这里讲的第一句话哦。
With arming ourselves, but let us not forget the first phrase.
这里说第十节。
Verse 10.
你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力啊。
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
人可以努力。
Man can strive all they want.
但是到最后，你要靠神的能力才能装备的齐全。
But in the end, relying on God's power, it is that armor is complete and full.
但是不要忘记一件事情哦。
But do not forget something else.
除了神的大能大力的帮助以外哦。
Apart from the great power and strength of God.
在那个年代的装甲哦，你看那个罗马军队的装甲哦。
If you look at the armor people wore during Roman times.
一个人装不起来。
A person could not arm themselves alone.
一定是你自己先把前面的盔甲抱着。
You would hold your own a chest plate before you.
然后另外你的同伴从后面的盔甲帮你撑着，再绑起来。
And it would be your companion that would hold the back of the armor for it to be joined together.
因为它是锁子甲，是非常非常沉重的盔甲。
It is quite a heavy piece of equipment.
所以除了靠神的大能大力以外
，So apart from relying on the great power of God,
不要忘记了同伴当中的彼此扶持。
Do not forget the importance of supporting each other.As fellow workers of God.
信仰的战争从来不是单打独斗。
Battle of faith is not fought by lone rangers.
你如果常常在属灵的征战当中觉得只剩我一人，只有我一人。
If in the spiritual war that we are waging, you feel that you are the only one left.
教会只有我热心。
If you feel that you are the only one zealous in church.
圣工只有我担当。
If you feel that you are the only one doing holy work.
众人都离开，只剩我一人。
Everyone has forsaken God but me.
我告诉你啊，你问题大了。
And I'll tell you, you are the one with the problem.
所以啊，就像神对以利亚说啊。
Just like God told Elijah.
什么只有你一人，还好多。
You think you're alone? I have so many people prepared for my sake.
你以为只有你一人啊？
You thought you were the only one left.
是因为你只想看见你自己啊。
But that is because you chose to only look at yourself.
所以在圣工当中，千万不要只剩下你一个人。
In church work, let it not be that you are the only man left standing.
盔甲需要两个以上的人才穿得起来。
Two people required to put on the armor of a person.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们在教会的发展当中能够尽一份心力。
May we be able to put our best effort into developing and prospering.
成为神家有用的工人
，letting us become useful vessels in the house of God。
再回到各自的教会以后
，after returning to our local churches，
能够一起努力建立起神的家。
May we together work hard to build up the house of God。
人人有用
，so that everyone is useful for service。
我们一起同心默祷
，let us pray in silence。
阿门，
阿门。